You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the news is pouring in from the National Football League because tonight is the full schedule release at 7 o'clock our time. But throughout the morning, the different networks are putting out their week one games. We already know it's going to be the Cowboys starting off in front of the entire world. Cowboys at Tampa for that opening game on Thursday Night Football. Get your guys over there at the Football Glory Hole to work on an opening line as things stand right now. Cowboys at Tampa Bay. What would you guess, degenerate gambler? What would you guess that line is for the opener?
I would say Tampa by, I would guess, 4.5.
Yeah, like 6.5 seems a little high. 3 seems a little low. I would guess somewhere in that mix right there. Here are the rest of the week one games on CBS. Jags. Actually, you know what? Let me just get to the Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game first. Troy got this from Master Tess, who broke the Tampa Bay news. It is going to be the Cowboys against the Raiders in Arlington with Chucky, and we think right now Derek Carr in town.
God, I love that.
Okay, that's fun. That's fun. Anytime. I mean, the Raiders bring a ton of intrigue to every game. Their fan base is enormous. It's global. It's just like the Cowboys. Like it's that big. It's not quite as big as the Cowboys, but it is huge. Like outside of when I was growing up. And I grew up in New Jersey. I mean, outside of the Giants and the Eagles, the Cowboys and the Jets, the Cowboys were the most followed team. And then it was the Raiders. Those Bo Jackson Raider teams of the 80s or even getting into the 90s, the Raiders were right there. They are such a global brand. And it's going to be great to see them here in town. I love the uniforms are fantastic, the helmets. It's going to look awesome.
And what is Jerry going to do to try to match the news that came out that the Raiders are going to have a one-up on AT&T Stadium? They're going to have their own nightclub. They're going to have their own club in the end zone there for Raider games in Vegas.
Yep, with a DJ and bottle service, because of course they would. Why wouldn't the Raiders have a bottle service and a full nightclub in the end zone? I've never heard of this. I've literally never heard of a bottle service in the end zone. Yeah, this is fantastic. I cannot wait to see how they pull this off.
Here are the details. We've heard of the Wynn in Vegas, right? Yeah, well, yeah. This is the Wynn Field Club. Spans the entire length of the end zone. Going to have Wynn's DJ lineup, premium bottle service, 42 televisions, a 9x35 LED screen, a 45,000-watt sound system, and two DJ booths. That's what they are putting in the end zone there. There was a team that was doing this. I think it may have been the Rams.
The Rams had something
in
the end
zone.
Yeah, yeah. So the end zone. I went to the game, Sean, the Cowboys playoff game against the Rams. Me and Peyton Manning were there. it was...
Not together.
Not together, just in the stadium. And in their end zone, right in the end zone that's got the makeshift stands, because that stadium is way longer than the football field. It goes very, very deep. So there's like tables, like card tables, like circular round tables that you would have at an outdoor wedding set up right there along this barrier. And they've got like this nightclub kind of thing working. Not really a nightclub, but like, you know, like a quasi-bar/picnic area. This has got the half-circular tables, half-circular couches, where they have where you have bottle service on. Like those classic couches that you would go get at a place that Sean and me and Troy can't get into. Like those candle room type places we couldn't get into. And that's exactly what they have here. This looks so over the top.
All right, so it's going to be the Raiders and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. Here are the rest of the Week 1 games on CBS. Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence at Tyrod Taylor or Deshaun Watson in Houston. Pittsburgh at Buffalo. The Jets at the Panthers, the Sam Darnold Bowl. Cardinals at Titans, that could be a good one. Chargers at Washington, that could be a fun one. Browns at Chiefs at 325, Dolphins at Patriots. So Romo and Nance will be on one of those games. I put them right there in Kansas City for Browns at Chiefs with a rematch of the playoff game and leave Browns at Patriots to somebody else. Week one on Fox, Vikings at – and, yeah, the week one Fox games just seem so much weaker.
Yeah.
Vikings at Cincinnati, 49ers at Lions, Eagles at Falcons, Seahawks at Colts could be good. And then the Aikman-Buck game will either be Broncos at Giants or Packers at Saints with Aaron Rodgers versus Drew Brees maybe turning in to Jameis Winston versus Jordan Love, and that's why those names are trending on Twitter right now.
That's Broncos at Giants. Even if Rodgers plays, it's a blowout. Packers and Saints. I mean, I guess you have a better chance. You have a better chance of Packers Saints with Rodgers being a better game. The Saints have a legitimate chance to win that game. Now they're not. They're not going to be remotely favored, but they've got a. They've got a chance. Like, you know, they've won games without Drew Brees in the past. They're going to have a quarterback who is a former number one pick who can put up a ton of yards. I mean, he can either have a great game or an abysmal one. I mean, depending on what Jameis shows up. The Giants have no chance against the Broncos if the Broncos have Aaron Rodgers. Right? None. None whatsoever.
I mean, well, everyone has a chance in the NFL. You're already deciding hardcore week one winners. You're already itching to gamble and bet. It's the NFL.
Oh, baby, you got to let it ride.
All right, Troy has gotten some info that is getting some play on Twitter. This news came in about an hour ago. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has officially announced this year's inductees. Troy, take it away.
Yeah, there's going to be six inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland coming up in October. And some of these names, no question, should be in there. Other names, if you're under 30, you're like, who the hell is that? So we'll go and start off with the most, I mean, this was a given. Unless you're RJ Choppy and you hate the guy. Going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a b- ain't one. I got the
Jay-Z's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's not that I hate Jay-Z. I just don't think he's the greatest rapper of all time, like many people want to say.
Okay.
He's top 5, 10. He's a system rapper. I've always said that. That's my number one Jay-Z take. That he's a system rapper, and that system was he just happened to be alive when Tupac and Biggie died.
Okay, you can go there. And also, I see the reaction on Twitter. This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Why are we getting a rapper in there? The problem,
Linkin Park. He did a song with Linkin Park.
Hey, listen, the problem is not that rappers are going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Miles Davis, one of the greatest jazz artists ever, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bob Marley. Icon in reggae music, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's the name. That's the problem there. But Jay-Z is going in. Here's another problem for RJ Choppy going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Foo Fighters. Go ahead and crap on that, RJ.
I mean, I'm just not into it. I just don't get it.
My God.
They're like a slightly less cheesy Goo Goo Dolls.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so, I never got into it, man. Like, you know, they always get these. Now they're good. Again, they're good, but they're not Pearl Jam's level.
Pearl Jam? You're going back to Pearl Jam? Foo Fighters, probably one of the biggest bands in the last 20 years. Them or Linkin Park. It's going to be the biggest rock bands ever. Dave Grohl, he goes in for a second time. He's already gone in before with Nirvana. Right. Also going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a given. Oh, my God. I can see my mom dancing right now listening to this. Tina Turner, who went from Ike and Tina to one of the biggest solo artists in the 80s, is going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Fantastic.
She's not in yet? How is she not in? How is she not in yet?
I think she's in with Ike. I think her and Ike are in together, but she's going in as a solo artist.
Why don't they just change it? It's like the Basketball Hall of Fame. They let everyone in. Why not just change it to the Music Hall of Fame?
I know.
Yeah. Like, who is the biggest omission, I wonder? Like, the biggest slight of a famous band or musician who has not gotten in yet? Sorry, that's a random side note, but, like, who is someone who can't even get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they let everyone else in? Tina Turner's 81 years old. Mm. My God, you couldn't let the woman in before that?
Yeah. For years, by the way, Sean, it was Rush. Rush was the band that never got in because they were too nerdy and dorky with their music, even though Neil Peart's a god behind the drum set, R.I.P. Also going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, the Go-Go's.
Okay, hold on. So I mentioned Foo Fighters, and you're like, man, Foo Fighters, they're nothing like Eddie Vedder. But the Go-Go's?
Hey, look, man, if you've got the beat, you've got the beat.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I think the biggest snub so far for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame might be Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, that's probably going to be up there. That's
Iron Maiden?
They're not in?
No, not according to consequence.net, which has to be accurate.
Yeah, my favorite website right there.
Yep.
Also, the last two going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'll run through these because, like I said, if you're under 30, you have no idea who I'm talking about. First is going to be Carole King, easily one of the greatest songwriters in American history. She had an album back in the 70s called Tapestry. It sold like 15 million copies, just a gigantic hit. But she is one of the greatest songwriters ever. So she goes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I believe she's 82, so way to wait until the last minute to get her in there. And then there's a guy named Todd Rundgren, and he's the guy.
The Cars?
That's Rick Ocasek.
He was in the Cars, wasn't he?
I don't think Todd Rundgren was in the Cars. You may have to look that up. He had a decent hit with this song, Hello, It's Me. Didn't really have a lot of big name songs. He's going in because he's the artist. He was really big in psychedelic rock music back in the 90s. He was telling all the musicians, hey, this thing called the internet, we need to embrace it as musicians. So he's getting in for that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.